here with Tim Quinn at the CUES Directors Conference here in Maui. How are you, Tim?
I'm happy to be here.
Me too.
It's quite a trip. I come out of Detroit, so I escaped yesterday in a storm.
Oh, my.
Got through. We had a de-ice for the first time this year. Got to Seattle. That compressed that connection to about 20 minutes. Did the auto rental ad running through the airport. Got here. Was so happy to see a bag when I got here, or else I'd be wearing a pair of shorts right now, which might not be a bad idea. This isn't exactly resort casual.
It's a little humid today.
But then I had one more surprise. I got here to Paradise. I thought I was all set. I'm walking by the shuttle desk, and I hear one of the operators say to somebody, "We won't be driving up to Kanapali anymore this evening. They've closed the highway." What?
What?
So I'm from Detroit, also known as the Motor City. So I got a motor car, and I drove up myself.
Good for you.
Yeah, so we got here.
Good old American know-how.
It's good to be here, so I'm happy to be on board.
Pull yourself up by your own strap, your own boots, and there you go.
He ain't going to stop because they closed the highway.
Some little rock? Are you kidding me?
Well, you know those signs out there that say falling rocks? They're real.
Yeah.
Yeah, they meant that. But I'm just really happy to get here and have the opportunity to be with the group today. We had, as you know, two sessions.
Mm-hmm.
We did an open forum in the morning.
Right.
And then I repeated a groundwork for strategic planning, both this morning and this afternoon. Those were both very well attended.
Well, let's talk about the open forum real quick here. What happened in there? What transpired?
The open forums were split up by size of union. Mm-hmm. So the group I had was $500 million to $1 billion. Mm-hmm. And we had about 100 people in the room, which was great.
Wow,
and then what we did with them was talk about a little bit about some of the challenges that they're having now, some things that they're looking forward to, tied in well to the strategic planning ideas, broke us into groups of about 10 or 12 each. They had time to get together, put somebody up in front of each group, brought up ideas. We ended up with probably 30 or 40 topics.
Whoa.
And then there were just a few that kept coming up. So then at the end of the session, we spent the last 15 minutes or so discussing those three in particular. And one of the things that really jumped out, which was good, is that every credit union has a couple of very common desires. One is to grow financially, and one is to grow membership. And most of the time, those membership conversations turn to how do we attract a younger audience. And everybody loves this word, millennials.
Yep.
And they use that quite a bit to talk about, you know, who it is that they're getting. So we had a few of them in a room. And so I was able to get
a few millennials in the room. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that are on directors' boards. And as you know, that's a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting. They were in three different places in the room, and they each talked a little bit about what, you know, how they got involved. And one of them in particular, her name was Rachel, and they all were great, but she was just very eloquently talked about how she didn't know anything about credit unions. She got involved 3 years ago. She's been on the board for 3 years, very excited about it. Feels like she's making a difference for people. And so then the question became, how did this happen? How did you? And it was the great answer, which is so simple. I ended up using a whole board to write her answer, which was, I was asked.
There you go. That's as simple as that.
I was asked. And I think that proves the point that we sometimes step away from things. I don't know if you had this experience in high school. I would look at a girl and think I wanted to invite her to the prom, and then I might make the decision that she might not want to do it, and I didn't want to go through that. I asked them anyway. I learned rejection very early on.
But you asked.
I asked, and I always
never
had a prom date.
Yeah. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
But her saying that I was asked kind of moved a few people to say, oh my gosh, you can talk to them and ask them, and they might not just say no. So that was great. So we had three of them in there, as I mentioned. We had all directors and 100 people and one CEO. So somebody then said, we've got one CEO in the room. How does he feel about attracting millennials? It looked like a setup, Mike, because he was the CEO from the credit union that all three of them were from.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
They had purposely set themselves out differently to meet people. So they wouldn't just the three of them sit together. And that's what often happens in conferences. You have people come from a particular group, and they all sit together, and they huddle, and they talk about how this affects us and how we're not going to do that in this, when what you should be doing is what they did. Spread yourself out. Meet some other people. At an event like this, our greatest hope, particularly as presenters, is that something from the front of the room makes a difference for people. And we hope that that'll happen.
Yeah.
the biggest opportunity for difference is meeting somebody else in your industry that's already done what you're struggling with. So the more we can get them into that environment where they share information and talk to each other is fabulous.
That sounds like a fantastic session.
It was really good. And then we had to do my sessions after that, which also turned out quite well, I'm happy to say. But that was groundwork for strategic planning.
Yeah.
And a lot of the things that we discussed this morning melded right back.
Kind of a segue into that. Yeah. So yeah, what was that? Can you give us a quick summary on that whole thing, on that session?
This position of being a director of a credit union is a very interesting position. You are asked to do this. You get invited to be a quote-unquote volunteer, into what is a very big responsibility, high liability position. And it comes with a lot of work. I mean, you're having a meeting at least once a month where you're getting a board package they have to review and all this. And so you discover pretty soon how important all this work is. And then most unions at least once a year have a strategic planning session. And it's easy to get bogged down in that session and create this remarkable document with tabs and tables and charts and all these things. So the, you know, one of the core elements that we talked about today is don't make it so complicated. It's got to be really simple. You have to have a strategy that is, you can get down to one page and that you can share with others so that they can understand it as well. And that most effectively will be shared in the form of a story, not these are our goals or this is our objective, but this is what we want to be in our community. This is the type of person we want to attract, and this is what we want their experience to be. That they were able to buy a car, that they were able to mortgage a home, that's that the they story. Were able to build a retirement package as a result of the services that we supply. So the importance of making that simple enough to get not just the board excited, but everybody within the organization, from management all the way down to your frontline staff people and everybody else.
Nice. I hear that. I hear the word relevant so many times at these conferences. Credit unions want to be relevant. And by doing that, from what I've heard at these conferences, I'm not just taking this out of my brain, but it makes sense. Tell your story. That's how you tell your, that's the difference maker right there. And it sounds like this is what you guys were on par with in your session.
And in today's marketplace, credit unions have a remarkable story to tell. The food industry, for example, over the last 6 to 8 years became very organic oriented, and organic foods became very popular.
Whole Foods, my goodness.
Right. Whole Foods was birthed in the middle of that move. Well, now local has trumped organic, so that if somebody's coming into a local farmer's market, for example, and we have an organic apple and we have a locally grown apple, people will take the locally grown apple.
That's so good to hear.
And that leads us back to what are credit unions?
They're local
businesses. Most of them, it's funny now that I think about it, have grown organically because they haven't done a lot to do that. But because us here at this conference, you know, a bunch of directors and the rest of us that are familiar with the industry, it's very simple for us to know what a credit union is. We forget that other people don't know that. People don't know the story. And data comes back significantly showing in conversation, you know, do you know what a credit union is? People don't know what a credit union is.
That's the big rub right now. What takeaway did you want to the attendees in that conference, in that session, what did you want them to leave with that they can take back to the credit union and use? I mean, obviously the storytelling thing is huge. What else?
In groundwork, it needs to be simple. You know, what their thing is. It needs to be, here's your strat or your plan. Here's your strategic elements. This is put together by the board. This is put together by your management staff. And these need to come together that builds together and does that. You can't run it for them. And if you can't explain it to them in a way that they get excited about it, they're never going to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't make people do something they don't want to do.
Right.
So that's a result of that.
Gotcha. All right. Fantastic, man. I'm so glad I'm glad you got here to experience this success. You know, I mean,
Thank you.
Worthwhile is a little bit hard to do in the beginning. So it looks like you went through that and success.
I'm so grateful for this because this is what I do. And there's no place else I'd rather be. Of course, we're in Maui today,
so it makes a little bit of a difference.
And my wife, you know, her radar perks, you know, when it's a, you know, nice trip.
Yeah.
She unfortunately was unable to join us today. So I'm doing the, you know, good husband, good businessman thing. I flew in last night. I'm flying out tomorrow.
That's what I'm doing too.
After doing five or six sessions.
That's what I'm doing too.
Right.
All right. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So it's a good thing.
Tim.
I'm just grateful.
Very cool. Tim, thank you so much. I'm grateful that you stopped by. So thank you very much. I appreciate the time. Well done.